prayers.
Almighty God, without whose help labor is useless, without whose light search is vain, we and worthy servants here gathered together in their name do most humbly beseech thee to send them their heavenly wisdom from above to direct and guide us in all our deliberations, and laying aside all private interest, prejudices, and partial affections, the result of all our counsels may be to the glory of their blessed name.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the time is now past 10. I move that SO52 be suspended to commence the business of the House.
Any seconder?
Mr. Speaker, I should second.
Any counter motion? Honorable members, it has been moved and seconded that we suspend SO52 to commence the business of the House. All those in favor say aye. All those against say nay. The ayes have it. Yes, Mr. Leader.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I crave the indulgence of the House to delete item 4A and B from the order paper.
Honourable members, I'm sure that there is no objection to that. So we proceed, Mr. Clerk.
Record of votes and proceedings for Tuesday, 30th May, 2017.
Honourable members, we go through the record of votes and proceedings for Tuesday, 30th May, 2017. Page 1. Page 2, 3, page 4, page 5, and page 6. There have been no amendments. Can someone move for the adoption of the record of votes and proceedings?
Mr. Speaker, I so move.
Any seconder?
Mr. Speaker, I so second.
Any counter motion? Honourable members, it has been moved and seconded that the record of votes and proceedings for Tuesday, 30th May, 2017 be adopted by the House. All those in favour say aye. All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Record of votes and proceedings for Tuesday, 30th May 2017 has been adopted. Government motion. The Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation.
Speaker, honorable members of Parliament, be it resolved that this honorable House ratify the following agreements which was laid on the table of the House on Tuesday, May 30th, 2017. Agreement on port measures to prevent, deter and eliminate illegal, unreported and unregulated fishing. Honorable Speaker, in a bid to meet some of our international obligations, as well as to advance Sierra Leone's interest, my ministry laid in Parliament on Tuesday, May 30th, the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization's 2009 Agreement on Port State Measures for Accession. Honorable Speaker, illegal, unreported and unregulated fishing has been a major problem for us in this country. It's an environmental threat and poses a threat to the management of our fishing stocks. This trend includes operating without authorization, harvesting protected species, using outlawed fishing gear, and violating quota limits. Besides those challenges, it also poses great threat to local biodiversity and food security. And it's also a conduit for other crimes, including money laundering, smuggling, and violation of labor standards. In a bid to tackle this menace, the FAO adopted in 2009 the Agreement on Port State Measures to Prevent, Deter, and Eliminate Illegal, Unreported, and Unregulated Fishing. The agreement envisages that the parties, in their capacities as port states, will apply the agreement in an effective manner to enhance monitoring, regulation of the activities of foreign vessels seeking entry to ports of state parties to the agreement. However, it can only come into effect after ratification by 25 countries. So far, only 15 have done so. The agreement seeks to promote collaboration between fishermen, port authorities, coast guards and navies to strengthen inspections and control procedures at ports and vessels. Importantly, it also allows states to prevent the landing of catches derived from illegal fishing by vessels, regardless of the flag they fly. The port state measure is also an effort by state parties to better comply with the 1995 FAO Code of Conduct for Responsible Fisheries, which seeks to promote the long-term sustainability of the resource. It is the first legally binding international treaty focused specifically on the problem of illegal, unreported and unregulated fishing. Key measures the state signed agreement will commit to include: foreign fishing vessels wishing to enter a port to requesting permission from designated ports ahead of time, transmitting information on the activities and the fish they have on board. They will give the authorities an opportunity to spot any red flags in advance. Port states will conduct regular inspections of ships according to common set standards, review of ship papers, surveys of fishing gear, examining catches and checking a ship's record to see whether they violate fishing standards. The agreement will also ensure that ports are adequately equipped and inspectors properly trained. Also, when a vessel is denied access, port states must communicate that information publicly, and national authorities of the country whose flag the vessel is flying must take follow-up measures. Becoming a party to this international agreement and implementing effective port state measures involves costs, but there are numerous direct and indirect economic benefits as well. At the core of the agreement is the principle of cooperation, which implies that the benefits to individual nations would increase as more states join. Nations have to make policy changes to implement port state measures. Sierra Leone and other African countries are highly targeted by vessels involved in these illegal activities. Thus, the post-state measures agreement is a cost-effective way to ensure national and international action to prohibit vessels that are suspected of illegal fishing activity. By ratifying the post-state measures agreement, state parties demonstrate to the international community that they take their responsibilities seriously. It also leads to benefiting from the steps required by state parties to keep illegally caught fish out of their ports, as well as ensuring continued access to important markets. The access to these markets will likely boost demand and generate increased income through ports operations, expenditures in ports, and development of associated industries. The agreement also makes provisions for developing countries to benefit from support required for such needed capacity building to comply with the agreement. The agreement further provides a framework for interagency efforts, which will help save time and money. Another key support mechanism is the establishment of ad hoc working group by state parties, tasked up with setting up a fund and to mobilize support for capacity development. With its focus on regions and nations working together, the agreement provides a framework for information sharing and cooperation. Parties to the treaty in this regard are obligated to strengthen the transparency of their enforcement efforts by collecting and sharing information across jurisdictions. These steps can help all state parties working to close markets to illicitly caught fish. Honorable Speaker, building a reputation as a lawful and transparent port state can boost foreign investment. This can significantly contribute to developing the country's domestic fleet, which would boost port operations such as supplies, repairs, processing, and additional services. The port state measure is therefore a cost-effective tool to combat illegal fishing practices. Port inspections are less expensive and safer than monitoring, pursuing, and inspecting vessels at sea. At the same time, inspections reduce the incentives for this illicit fishing because they make it more difficult to sell illegally caught fish. As more nations agree to abide by the treaty and harmonize their port state measures, these illegal fishing practices will no longer be a low-risk, high-reward business, but a high-risk, low-reward enterprise. This is the FAO's ultimate goal for adopting the port state measures, and it's also our country's ultimate goal. In conclusion, Honorable Speaker, I humbly submit for unanimous passage of this government motion. By acceding to this agreement, Sierra Leone stands to benefit from its cooperative monitoring mechanisms, access to important markets, and capacity building of the fisheries industry. Mr. Speaker, Honorable Members of Parliament, be it resolved that this Honorable House ratify this agreement, which was laid on the table of this House on Tuesday, May 30th, 2017.
Honourable members, the question is that this Honourable House ratify the following agreement, which was laid on the table of the House on Tuesday, 30th May 2017, agreement on port state measures to prevent, deter, and eliminate illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members. Rise this morning to support the ratification of this agreement before this honorable house and to advance the following reasons for my position. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, it is now a common saying in this country that we are losing and we are losing plenty money. So unreported, unregulated, and illegal fishing activities that is going on in this country. And this is so because, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, we have not, as a nation, we have not been able to tighten the knots on those illegal vessels that are involved in this practice nationwide. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I have been a member of the two committees under which this agreement falls, the Fisheries Committee and the Foreign Affairs Committee. And year in, year out, we go on oversight exercise. And we realize that it is very difficult to be able, in the first place, to establish the statistics of fishing vessels that we have in country. This is one area where we have to lay emphasis on, that the ministries concerned should be able, in the first place, to know the number of fishing vessels we have in country. We should also be in the position to know the nature of their registration and their operations within our waters. For instance, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, year in, year out, the Ministry of Fisheries, for instance, we come and say we are losing over $30 million, over $45 million to this illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing activities. So therefore, the problem is known. But what is the solution, and how do we make sure that we clamp down on these activities within the sector? One of the reasons why I am very much bringing up the idea of knowing the number of vessels we have and what specific activities they are registered for is the fact that a number of vessels within country are registered, yes, we agreed, and they are making use of that registration exercise, but yet when they catch their fish, they do not land the fish at our ports. What happens is that they do what we call transshipment. And during transshipment, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, thank you very much. When they do this transshipment, Mr. Speaker, a good number of what we refer to as bycatch product, fish products that they are not registered for, which are of high commercial value, are being transshipped in the seas. And then at the end of the day, they are now repackaged, rebranded, and then they are being sold into countries where we do not have access as a nation to sell our fish. And in the process, it is very clear that these fish, I don't want to call them syndicates, I don't want to call them mafia, but they are making huge sums of money while us as a nation, we are not. And so therefore, there is a need for us to A, know the number of registered vessels in country and what specific species they are registered to catch. And then we can now be able to monitor that activity. Secondly, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, we have our inspectors or observers on board some of the fish, on board some of the vessels. But what is the role of these observers, and how effective are they? One will easily say from experience that the observers are there, but they are not working, either because they are being paid by the agents whom they are supposed to report on their activities, who they are supposed to make sure that the negative things they do out there are reported to the authorities within the ministry. These are the same people that are paying the observers. And so how can they report effectively on these people? It is a big concern, Mr. Speaker, honorable members. So therefore, there is a need for us to look at the issue of our observers and see how best we can have observers within the vessels whom we have control over, whom we can monitor so that they can be able to report appropriately. Mr. Speaker, a number of illegal vessels do come every night, be it from the Kent area, from the Tombo area, from the Banana area, the Rickett area, every night. I am not talking literature. So please listen and learn. I am not talking literature, listen and learn. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the activities of these illegal vessels is posing threats and depleting our waters. And so therefore, it is very much important that we make sure that laws are passed in this house, regulations are put in this house, where we can mitigate, if not eliminate, the activities of these illegal vessels. Because it is very important. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, in order for us to benefit from our fish potential, our marine potential, there is a need for us to work towards the attainment of the certification, the EU certification. And what are the standards? What are the requirements for us to access the EU market? One of the key areas the experts whom we have been working with have been advancing is the area of sanitation. We must make sure that our fishing companies adhere to strict rules and regulations that will make sure that the fish that they catch is being processed well. It is processed in an environment where it is safe for us as Sierra Leoneers for our consumption, and it is also safe for the international market. If you visit some of the facilities in country, the fishing companies, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, you will realize that a lot more of these fishing companies do not have appropriate work environment. Their storage facilities are poor, the sanitation is poor, you know. So that in itself, it's one thing that has affected us badly in making sure that we move forward. There's also the issue of unreported, in fact, this time around, I'm not going to limit it to the fish product itself. Unreported companies that are operating in areas where they have no business to process fish. But yet we have these mushroom companies, in fact, I don't want to call names. But just last year, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, we were able, during our oversight visit, we were able to detect one company where the moment you visit the site, you know that all what they are doing falls far, far below standards, below international standards. And then they will tell you that we are doing this, we have a registration certificate from the Ministry of Fisheries and those kind of things. It behoves us as a nation to be able to stand against some of this mushroom, some of this small scales who are not in compliance with the standards set by the ministry to make sure that we move. I want to call on this Honorable House, Mr. Speaker, Honorable Members, that this agreement is not only going to benefit us in terms of accessing money, it's not only going to benefit us by making sure that we control our marine resources, it's also going to help us to increase our health condition in this country. And so therefore, I want to call on this Honorable House that we give unconditional support to the ratification of this agreement, and so that we can now condition these fishing vessels, we can now make sure that we create the enabling environment for these fishing companies, so that our fish products will be able to access the market. But Mr. Speaker, before I sit down, I want to make this general appeal. That there is a company, that is a consultancy firm that has been working with us in Parliament. And this company is called Precon. Precon has been working together with the committee and the ministry to make sure that we qualify for this EU certification. Their work has been thorough. We've worked with them.
You can't say that.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Proceed.
Honorable Rado, I have been advised by Mr. Speaker.
Do you want to conclude?
And it will take you years for you to attain that seat. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the issue of the EU certification is very important to this nation. And as the represented as the chair, acting chair for foreign affairs and international cooperation, I want to make it abundantly clear that this Honorable House support the ratification of this agreement, so that we make sure that we have a proper condition where we can now be able to monitor, to protect, to preserve, to control, and to manage the resources of our marine products, and to make sure that we qualify for the EU certification. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I rise to lend my voice to my colleague, and I really, really would crave my the honorable member from
honorable member, you are confusing us this morning. Who are you lending your voice to? To the agreement or to?
To the document.
To the ratification
on the table.
Of the document or to the MP?
Honorable Speaker, these people are talking too much and they are confusing. So tell them, knock the table and tell them to be quiet, please. Yeah, be quiet, my friend. Carry on.
If you want to.
Okay. Honorable Speaker, thank you very much. Honorable members, on a more serious note, I rise to lend my voice to what has been laid on the table before us, that government should ensure or make some more efforts or more rigid efforts to ensure that we deter and control illegal fishing within our waters. And let me quickly support what my colleague was saying. He must have been emotional, but honestly, honorable members, this is a very serious situation. And I was a little bit taken aback that we were making serious undertones and not quite giving it the attention it does need. But it does need extreme attention, honorable members. And I will crave your indulgence. So please treat it with the seriousness it deserves. Illegal fishing, we are all talking, right now we are talking about, we are under austerity measures. There's no money in the... Hang on a sec. All right. Whether the austerity measures is over or we are in austerity measures, the bottom line is we are in a situation where we need all the revenue we can garner so that we can support our development activities and provide the necessary social services that are needed in this country. And one of the ways that would actually bring us that is what we are referring to right now, preventing illegal fishing. Like my colleague explained, which most of you are taking as a joke, but it's not a big joke. I have had the opportunity to talk to people in the Ministry of Fisheries, and also people who you may not know who are dealing with, for instance, like the internet facility that was laid under the waters and was brought out here. This fiber optic. There were people who were working on that fiber optic who gave us who gave me information that they found illegal boats out there, way out there, that are fishing in our waters, and we cannot even detect them. That is point number one. We as a nation cannot even detect those boats. And as a matter of fact, there are instruments out there, there are mechanisms out there that we could utilize to detect those boats so that what is going on should not be going on. So, namely, I'm not a technical person, so I do not know the actual names of those. I just told you, Honorable Member, that I got the information from reliable sources that work out there, that there are instruments out there that we could use. So I think the business of this house, rather than sitting and giving undertones, the business of this house should be to ensure that we prevail on government and give government the necessary information that they should be able to contact those institutions that could help us to be able to deter boats that come offshore and are able to access our fish, just like my colleague was saying. Now, the other thing that you may not be privy to, and let me inform this house, is he mentioned it quite briefly, and I would go into details a little bit about that because I know a lot more because of the fact that I go to the European Parliament, and I know that it has been discussed extensively in the European Parliament that Sierra Leone is in a position that we should benefit so much from our fishing industry. We shouldn't even be thinking and saying, oh, we are running poor. But why? Because we cannot access the European markets and other markets that are developed, because our market is nothing to write home about. Our fishing market is nothing to write home about. Why is it nothing to write home about? A, we have not done our homework well in terms of ensuring that we garner all the fishes that we should. B, we have not put the mechanisms in place that will enable us to access the necessary markets that will gain us the foreign exchange that will improve our economic status and hence give us enough foreign exchange. So I personally am surprised that we should be sitting here instead of actually thinking how we could help the situation, creating undertones that will make our honorable...
Honorable member, that's for the last time. Don't repeat that again. For the last time. Order, please, order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I take that back. That we should not be paying attention and giving the right information to the public out there, that we as lawmakers know what we are doing and that we should be able to help government so that the bill that is before us or whatever is before us, we could support it and give it enough credence so that it will be necessary for us to utilize the resources we need to utilize so that we could make our fishing industry more better so that we can gain enough economic benefit from it. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Honourable members, please. Honourable member from Bo. Honourable member from Bo, please face me.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, for giving me the opportunity to contribute to this agreement. And I'm doing so because my mother was a fish trader, a fish woman. This agreement is necessary to reduce illegal fishing. It will protect our natural resources and control the persistent violation of our territorial waters. the objective is to take full control of our waters and maintain and protect our territorial our territorial waters as stated by international law. It is an agreement that we all will benefit because our natural resources has been stolen away from us, and our nationals are also culprits to this exercise because we see a lot of them fishing in our waters and taking our fishes to neighboring countries like Guinea and Liberia, and the country is losing. The objective of this agreement is to take full control of our waters. And by doing so, we need to legislate and make sure we conform to international law. The benefit of the agreement is to increase revenue by taxing or punishing violators, be our nationals or foreigners. And I believe that the agreement has covered every aspect of that, for which I thank the minister. But Mr. Speaker, I'm not impressed that officials from the Ministry of Fishery are not here.
The permanent secretary.
But I expect more. Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. The PS is here. Usually, most of these agreements that covers ministry, their staff don't usually avail themselves to benefit from our discussions.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As I said, the benefits of the agreement is to increase revenue by punishing violators. It allows our marine resources to develop and grow if we really consolidate the content of this agreement. More so when we stand to lose. And honorable members, our waters are valuable. I can remember when I was a student in Czechoslovakia, we used to see in their local market our local fish like herring SO2 and our mina, and we tend to wonder where these countries are getting these fishes. But I believe in those days we had an agreement with the Russian government, but the bad effect of that agreement is these countries are even export, they are even fishing out our little fishes like the minas and the herrings and so on, SO2, and that is creating a scarcity, because once those little fishes are taken away from the waters, they will deprive the country from benefiting the development of these resources. So the agreement is a step on the right direction, and I believe that we should hastily ratify it. I thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I want to first of all thank the Ministry of Foreign Affairs for bringing this very valuable document to this House for ratification. Because many a time, when we talk about resources, people talk about our diamond, gold, etc., paying very little attention or giving the due importance that resources like the marine resources do have for our country. And this is a very valuable source of revenue for our country, because what we have been losing over the years, if we have been able to bring that into the mainstream, maybe we will not be relying on resources like gold, diamond, etc. And probably we might not have depleted those resources as we have done now. But bringing this kind of agreement today for ratification means that this government is trying to look at all of the issues or take into consideration the issues that are very important to our development, and not only in terms of what we have to produce, but what it will benefit the nation as a whole. Now, if we look at people that actually poach our waters, those illegal fishes, we realize that this government is losing tremendous amount of money that could have been used for development purposes and enhance our social, social programs. Because we know very well that there are a lot of people who are fishing our waters without paying due taxes. And also, this government, through the Minister of Fisheries and Marine Resources, have spent a lot of money with PRECON to actually try to improve the quality of our fishes so that we'll be able to access the EU market, which we have not been able to do. And all of those monies, if spent without control, like if we don't ratify such an agreement, we'll definitely be losing much more, because then resources that we've spent to improve the quality of our water resources, our marine resources, will not be paying dividends to our country. And that is why, very recently, PRECON was here again in Parliament to deal with the Ministry, the Fisheries Committee, so that we'll create a better working situation between the PRECON and the Parliamentary Committee to improve, to make sure that the government actually actualize what they have been trying to achieve. Mr. Speaker, if we don't ratify such an agreement, definitely our government will be losing much more than we'll be gaining, and those people who are fishing illegally in our waters will be having a field day. That is why I think that this House must support or try hastily to ratify this agreement, just so that our government will maximize what we need to get from our marine resources, which we have been losing over the years. And I want to commend this government again, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Marine Resources, for bringing this agreement to the House and trying to have it ratified, just so that we try to maximize what we need to get from our marine resources. Therefore, I want to call on all my colleagues in this House to make sure that we hastily approve and ratify this agreement, just so that we maximize the benefits from our marine resources. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Para, you are next, okay?
May I state that the Ministry of Information and International Cooperation is doing the right thing. Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation. Gentlemen, information is part of my DNA. So once in a while, I make these errors. But Mr. Speaker, actually, I was talking about the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation. If anybody attempts to ask the question why the Fisheries Minister is not presenting this document, we can easily say that the whole arrangement has an international cooperation component. And this is why the Ministry of Foreign Affairs is handling it, and which is the right thing to do. Mr. Speaker, when President Stevens decided to establish the Fisheries Ministry, it was as a result of the call that something ought to be done to protect our fisheries sector. Legislation came to this House time and time again when the ministry or when fisheries activities were under agriculture. And then the president said, could we have a ministry in charge of fisheries to more effectively handle the fishery sector? I think that was a very good decision. But Mr. Speaker, year in and year out, as a people, as a nation, we have been lamenting about the poor use of our marine sector. And year in and year out, we have come here to pass bills, make legislation, to find ways by which we can address this issue. But the problem, Mr. Speaker, has always been that of implementation. What do we do after passing these rules and regulations, these laws? This is the most important aspect. We have already said that we are in the bad books of the European Union when it comes to marketing of fish, simply because year in and year out, even though we eloquently make the point clear that something ought to be done to address this unacceptable issue, we have not done much to make sure that we effectively access the European Union market. So may I state, Mr. Speaker, that even though we now fully understand the need to protect our fishery sector, even though we now fully understand the need for us to make sure that nobody interferes with the marine our territories, we must also find ways by which we can put an M&E system that can ensure that after passing these laws, we can effectively implement the legislations, because it is very, very important. Mr. Speaker, years gone by, in the area of international cooperation, there was an effort by the government of Sierra Leone, again under Shaka Stevens, to come to terms with the fact that we must collaborate with other international organizations. If you had the word FRANCOF at the time, it was an effort to bring the Sierra Leone component of the fishery sector with the Russian and French components of the fishery sector. And FRANCOF was part, almost a shareholder of the fisheries company at Kisi. But again, it collapsed. But again, we did not do well to make sure that we implemented a very good idea. Also, Mr. Speaker, over the years, transshipment of fish, the middle of the ocean, has been part of the things that did not help us at all in the area of benefiting from the resources. Nobody has been able to address this issue. We tried time again to bring in monitoring facilities to make sure that we address this issue. But we see these Asians coming in with their vessels. We see them coming in with their trawlers, taking the fish away without accounting for it. Even though if we look at the legislation, to look at the rules, it is very clear that if you fish around our territorial waters and you catch fish, a certain percentage should be landed here, and you can export the other percentage. But to what extent have we been monitoring this to make sure that that percentage is landed here? In fact, it was abandoned at one time. No percentage of fish caught around our territorial waters was landed here at all. But we may be talking about the big time fishermen. What about our own people, our small fishermen? We allow these big trawlers to come here. They interfere with the activities of artisanal fishermen, the small fishermen. They destroy their nets, and there is nowhere where people can go and lodge a complaint. And that in itself has interfered with the fishing sector. So may I state, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, that the whole concept of improving the fishing sector is never in dispute. What has always been in dispute is to put in place the M&A mechanisms that will ensure that the laws which we pass here are effectively implemented. And I'm very certain that after the minister would have gone through the process here, the relevant ministries in charge of fisheries in this country will put together the necessary mechanisms to ensure that what is going to be passed here today becomes a reality and is effectively implemented. To us, it's very, very important. I'm also stating, Mr. Speaker, that the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation has done the right thing by bringing this bill to Parliament. But may I also state that after this whole process, again, the Ministry of Fisheries puts in place the necessary mechanisms to make sure that what is policy is actually implemented. We cannot continue to come up with the right policies, but then when it comes to implementation, we simply cannot implement those policies. So can I state, Mr. Speaker, that what the minister has done this morning is to introduce an acceptable policy, and to also state that the Ministry of Foreign Affairs has done the right thing. But in the end, what we are discussing here today, and once it becomes law, could we be very certain that whatever we have decided to do is effectively implemented? Because after all, we are talking about the possibility for us to generate millions and millions of United States dollars out of the fishery sector. But we have never benefited much from the fishery sector. We are talking about a country that badly needs money. And we are also talking about a sector that can actually generate income for this country. And I'm very, very certain that the Minister of Foreign Affairs has come here with an open mind, with the full understanding that all of us should work together to make sure that we effectively benefit from this sector. And also to state that the Fisheries Ministry collaborates effectively to ensure that we generate the funds that we badly need to run this state. Therefore, may I state, Mr. Speaker, that I will support this bill, and I'll ask my colleagues to make sure that all of us support this bill. Thank you very much.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I'm coming from a different direction. I'm coming from a different direction because by the standing orders of this house, agreements are brought to this house to either be ratified or be kicked out. In other words, by the standing orders, this house cannot amend or modify agreements. The responsibility of this house is to look at the agreement and say we wholeheartedly support and therefore ratify it as it is, or ratify with certain reservations, or we don't ratify at all. And Mr. Speaker, honorable members, with the agreement before us this morning, if this house had the authority to look at some of its articles and to amend or otherwise modify them, I would have so submitted. But because we do not have that power, I want to say in the future, the House should be considering amending the standing orders to give us the power to look at agreements in draft to look at agreements in draft, make our inputs, because we represent the people of Sierra Leone. That's what I'm saying. We look at it in draft. Nobody tells you if you go to discuss an international agreement, you don't look at the draft. Nobody tells you that. These agreements per se are being negotiated and signed for and on behalf of the people of Sierra Leone. And therefore, nobody is coerced into signing them push and pagel. That is the point I'm making. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, if you look at part 5, article 20 of this agreement, which talks about the role of flag states, article 20 has extensively dealt with the role of flag states. But how I wished it could have first and foremost dealt with the issue of requirement for ships of convenience to fly flags of particular countries. Because my honorable colleague, don't be agitated. We're talking Sierra Leone, we are not talking politics here.
Well, I remember, proceed. You will have his turn. So proceed.
You see, over the past years, Sierra Leone had envisaged a situation in which our flags have been flown by ships that have caused havoc on the high seas, and the bad name has come to this nation. These are the situations we may want to avoid. And because we may want to avoid such situations, international agreements of this nature, which are standard minimum rules upon which every state should draft its own legislations, should clearly and uniformly look at issues that are very critical to the sector. But because we do not have now the authority to do same, that is why, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I am just thinking aloud that I wished we had the power. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, there is a very effective institution within the marine sector. The honorable from Tonkolili mentioned it, PRECON.
And I remember I ruled against doubt on that. Nobody can confirm their effectiveness as a house, so don't say it.
It's withdrawn. But there is an actor within the marine sector known as PRECON. And PRECON had been engaging parliament, the government of Sierra Leone, etc. And what I have seen is the fact that most of the issues PRECON had been engaging parliament and the government of Sierra Leone on have now been embedded in this agreement. So that is to tell us that if we work with the provisions of this agreement, Mr. Speaker, and we enforce them, we'll be moving towards certification for the EU market. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, transshipment is also a very big problem. Because when I was in the Marine Resources Committee, we had life stories and eyewitness reports of transshipment in which Sierra Leone lost a lot of resources, and those catchments were taken to other nearby countries, well packaged, labeled under those countries. Remember, products from Sierra Leone, taken to nearby countries, packaged, and sent to EU markets under the name of those countries. Gross injustice, etc. So, this particular agreement that has come to address such menaces can be viewed as a very good agreement, provided the government and people of Sierra Leone are prepared to first and foremost ensure that we put all the enforcement mechanisms in place to take this forward and ensure that whoever is an actor within the marine resources sector conforms to the local or domestic legislations. And finally, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, we may want to see a situation in which our domestic legislations undergo complete reform in order to bring them in line with such an international agreement, so that at the end of the day, there will be no conflict between the international standard and the domestic standard. And if that happens, enforcement is taken forward. I'm sure we'll be moving towards our destination. I thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I am up to make my submission for two simple reasons. One, simply because I come from the rural. And secondly, Western rural. Secondly, because I presume that after the ratification of this instrument, the social media might misconstrue the intent of this agreement. Mr. Speaker, no members, having gone through this document, I was worried when I read Article 3, 4.
What page?
Page 4. On the application, with your leave, Mr. Speaker, it states, this agreement shall be applied in a fair, transparent, and non-discriminatory manner consistent with international law. I then further went to the definitions to know the meaning of vessel. And it states on page 3, and that is Article 1J, it states, vessel means any vessel, ship of another type, and my area of stress here, boat, used for, equipped to be used for, or intended to be used for fishing or fishing related activities. As somebody coming from the rural, I was very much worried about this for our fishermen. But when I went to Article 21, then I was eight, Mr. Speaker.
No, but you have to give us the pages as well.
Page 15. It's actually a lame affairs. It says requirement of developing states. It has some paragraphs 1 to 6. I'll paraphrase, Mr. Speaker, especially for the public out there. Paragraph 1 states, with your leave, Mr. Speaker, party shall give full recognition to the special requirement of developing states, party, in relation to the implementation of the port state measures consistent with this agreement. To this end, party shall either directly or through FAO or the specialized agency of the United Nations or other appropriate international organizations and bodies, including regional fish management organizations, provide assistance to developing state parties in order, paraphrasing A, develop a legal basis and capacity, and C, facilitate technical assistance to strengthen the development and implementation of the port state measure. Two, Mr. Speaker, no members, party shall give due regard to the special requirement, the area of stress here is special requirement of developing port state parties, in particular the least developed among them and small island developing states, to ensure that a disproportionate burden resulting from the implementation of this agreement is not transferred directly or indirectly to them. And three, party shall either directly or through FAO assess the special requirement of the developing state parties concerning the implementation of this agreement. And four, party shall cooperate to establish appropriate funding mechanism to assist developing states in the implementation of this agreement by developing and enhancing capacity, C, access to technology and equipment. 5, cooperation with and among developing state parties for the purpose set out in this article may include provision of technical and financial assistance to bilateral, multilateral and regional channels. And 6, establishment of funding mechanism, including establishment of a working group. This is for the listening public that we are protected as a country and as a state, and that our fishermen are also protected in this agreement. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I am sure this is an international agreement that is meant to protect all interested parties in this agreement. And Sierra Leone being right on the ocean, and we are blessed with marine resources, I am sure the government has looked at this and they were part of the team that negotiated this agreement. We have to give in certain rules and accept certain rules to harmonize this agreement. It is good to suggest that we should be in this agreement in terms of negotiating with the interested parties, but this is not a bilateral agreement. It is a multilateral agreement. So if we suggest that we have to amend it or we have to look at certain principles, that means the government of Sierra Leone cannot sign this agreement or enforce it. But my purpose here today is to congratulate the government, particularly the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, for the interest they have to lay this agreement on the table. I think this is the second time. I am also concerned when my colleague or the other MP said he had not seen the Ministry of Marine in this August body, but I saw the hand of the permanent secretary. But we needed much more support from you people, because actually this is just an agreement that is signed in by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, but the enforcement of this agreement, the benefit of this agreement, if we are going to get anything out of it, is from the Ministry of Marine Resources. Mr. Speaker, Honorable Members of Parliament, I would have also suggested that even the Maritime Administration should have been here, and also the Navy that patrols our waters should have been here. And I am begging and appealing to the government of Sierra Leone to make this agreement known to all those that are participating in the fishery industry. We pass legislations here, we sign agreements here, we ratify agreements here, but after that, the public
do not even know about them. And this is very important. It is not only for the people living along the ocean, but we are greatly supporting the people in the interior by giving them protein, by providing them fish. So it is not only for the fishermen, but for the consumption of Sierra Leone. I am concerned, sir, Mr. Speaker, honorable members of parliament, on the SDGs, the second SDG, if I'm correct, is ending hunger. And when we talk of farmers, I think anybody that produces food is a farmer. And therefore, we have to protect our farming areas, which is the oceans of this nation.
My Paramount Chief, I'm sorry, but I've just been informed that if this house is not averse, we should release the minister before 12 o'clock because he has an assignment with HE.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
So I'm appealing to the government to enforce this and harmonize the rules and regulations that are already in the books of Sierra Leone. So, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I hope we will do everything possible to protect the interests of Sierra Leone.
Thank you.
And for us to benefit from the God-given resources of this nation. I thank you, and I will vote solemnly for the ratification of this agreement. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. And I will see the Tunis. Mr. Leader and your acting minority, we don't normally do that, but please consider what I've just said.
Okay. Mr. Speaker, honorable members. The fisheries sector is a multi-million dollar sector, but definitely Sierra Leone as a state is not benefiting from it in any way. What we are deriving from the fisheries sector is so minimal that sometimes it's even difficult to talk about it. Today we have an agreement before us that came into effect since 2009. Yep. That was signed in 2009, but up to 2017 today, it has still not come into effect, simply because only 15 countries has ratified it. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the agreement we have before us on post-state measures to prevent, deter, eliminate illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing is very, very important. But it requires cost. The agreement is simply saying that vessels that are requesting entry into our waters and those who are already at our ports must be considered. But the biggest challenge we have in this country are not with vessels that are already at our ports or vessels that are calling on our ports. The major challenges we have are with vessels that are out there. What have we done as a country to ensure that those vessels stopped the poaching that they are doing? We have ratified agreements here before. I'm sure this particular parliamentary term, there was a Russian agreement that we ratified here that required support in that direction. Unfortunately, the problem is so huge that we've not been able to do anything about it. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, the implementation of this agreement requires costs, and a lot of money. Why government is determined to ensure that our marine sector is protected, I'm sure the resources are not just there to implement it. Therefore, if we are ratifying the agreement today, I will call on the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, and also the Ministry of Marine and Fisheries Resources, to ensure that there is proper follow-up, because the terms of this agreement require support for countries like Sierra Leone, because we are among the least developed. The problem we have always had is that we ratify these agreements, the documents are sent away, and then we forget about them. No follow-up. I would therefore call on the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to ensure that this time around they do follow-up for Sierra Leone to benefit from it. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, preventing illegal cod fishing or fishing vessels into our country is for me the most important. We must handle that, Mr. Speaker. Unfortunately, we do not have the time, but this is such an important issue that we should really elaborate on it. Because, like,
we'll always have time to do that. This is a parliament. We'll always have time to do it. Order, please.
Finally, Mr. Speaker, honorable members, by ratifying this agreement today, we ask government to come back to the drawing board. Let us look at the policies that are acceptable, that can be implemented. Because if we just ratify the agreement and we do not have those policies in place, those acceptable policies in place, I believe we will only be wasting our time. But the agreement itself is a very good agreement, and I support it, and I will call on my colleagues to support it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Mr. Leader. Mr. Leader, please, let us also consider time. Order, please.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members. This agreement, Mr. Speaker, received both the concurrence of the Marine Administration and the Attorney General. It is therefore in consonance with our Fisheries Act, and there is absolutely nothing in this agreement that undermines our capacity in the administration of the Fisheries Department. Mr. Speaker, I want to inform all honorable members present here today that you are making history in passing this agreement when you do it. I want you to juxtapose this agreement with the mining industries that we have in this country. Those mining industries, when they started in different phases, were a source of encouragement to this country, like the diamond industry, when economy was booming. SLST, those who saw the days of SLST. The gold mining has come, and that is almost closing now. We talk about the iron ore mining in Lonsar, Port Lockwood district, how that has been extended to other areas. But these are wasting. The extractive industries can be mined out, and you have no more resources. That is the difference with the marine industry. The fish stock, properly managed, will always replenish themselves. And when you take the extent of the fishing industry, the marine resources in this country, from far south in Bank District coming up north onto Potloko and passing on to Cambia district. We have a huge reserve of marine resources, and we are in the process today of saving that marine industry for the future of this country. That is the essence of this agreement that we are about to pass, honorable members. The fact of the matter is that this agreement is not with a particular fishing company. It is sponsored by the United Nations and the FAO. So it is not a question of coming to exploit our marine resources. This international institution wants to help us to be able to cater properly and administer. The issues that have been raised will be looked into properly in the implementation of this agreement, which has not started yet. When you heard from the minister when he was talking, the agreement requires the passage of 25 states for it to start being in action. We are going to be the 16th country that will ratify the agreement today if we do so. And when the implementation comes, we have also listened to the numerous advantages the agreement will bring to this country. So I would urge honorable members that we are not doing this thing for nothing, and that the agreement is going to protect the industry for the benefit of our own children yet unborn, so that Sierra Leone will not suffer the same consequences that we have suffered from the extractive industries. With that, Mr. Speaker, I want to urge every member of parliament to ensure that the agreement is approved and passed. I thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
So, Mr. I will encourage you to just go ahead and move.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, thank you very much for the great contributions and for the concerns raised relating to some of the issues about the agreement and the fisheries sector as a whole. We just want to let the honorable house know that the ratification of this agreement itself will trigger a lot of support for the country in relation to capacity building, for implementation, and for meeting some of the other challenges that we face in the fishing sector. Having said that, and it's advised, and honorable speaker and the member of parliament, be it resolved that this honorable house ratify this agreement, the agreement on post-state measures to prevent, deter, and eliminate illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing. Thank you.
Take seats. Honorable members, the question is that be it resolved, that this honorable house ratify the following agreement, which was laid on the table of the house on Tuesday, 30th May 2017. Agreement on port state measures to prevent, deter, and eliminate illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing. All those in favor say aye. All those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Government motion by the Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation has been ratified.
Mr. Minister, you are at liberty to go.
Announcement to members of parliament from Westminster Foundation for Democracy, WFD, and Parliamentary Assistant Coordination Office, PACO. Subject: engagement meeting on induction training for new members of parliament and
new
research.
New members, who are the new members?
Yeah, I'm coming.
This is a fifth session.
I'm coming, sir.
Mr. Clark.
I'm coming, sir.
That announcement is not in place. Second. Order, please, honorable members, please. Proceed, Mr. Hassanin.
research support for Parliament, whereas best practice shows that Parliament should start planning induction and training programs at least 8 to 12 months before a Parliament is due for elections. Westminster Foundation for Democracy, in collaboration with Parliamentary Assistant Coordination Office, PACO, kindly request a meeting with members of Parliament to solicit feedback on potential induction needs for next year parliamentary induction program. WFD would also like to use this engagement opportunity to get feedback from members of Parliament on expected research products and services for a research unit within the Library, Research and Documentation Department. Date of meeting, Thursday, 1st June, after adjournment in committee room number 1. Members are kindly requested to attend today.
Honorable members, these sittings are adjourned to Tuesday, the 6th of June, 2017.